it's a known fact from people in higher authority than myself that any alcohol impairs driving. Facts from Professor Dennis Cusack has done research and has found out that any alcohol impairs driving. And also it's estimated that one in four drivers who were killed on our roads where alcohol was present were under the legal limit, the present legal limit when they died. And at the current legal limit of 0.8 GDL, drivers are six times more likely to have a collision. And furthermore, 87% of the public would say that driving where alcohol is consumed is shameful, even more shameful than speeding or shoplifting or committing adultery or tax evasion.
But if 87% of the population are saying this, why are so many people opposing the move as the vintners are doing? And more pressingly, why are so many people being caught?
Well, there's always the people who will take the risk and take the chance, and there's always people who believe that alcohol is not a factor in road accidents. And, I mean, as I say, the professional people have proved that this is not the case. And the thing is, I mean, going back to as well about being isolated in their own homes, there is always a family member, a neighbour, a friend or someone to take people to and from the pub. It's no excuse that people have to drink and drive. And as someone who had a relative killed by someone who had been drinking and driving, I'm afraid I can't agree with people being allowed to drink two drinks and drive home, because even at one drink, they're six times more likely to have a collision and cause an accident or be killed.